Well, hello and welcome to this Friday morning edition of the Supporters Club. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. Yes, I know this is normally the Thursday night Supporters Club podcast, but I have to admit, last night I was just completely shattered again. And as an example of how shattered I was, and I'm not proud of this, I didn't actually get out of bed till 9 o'clock this morning. Very unlike me. I really like being down on the allotment at 6:30 in the morning now. I'm going to have to save it for tomorrow and Sunday. But I just think it's been a bit of a week. I don't know why, but just been a bit of a week. In fact, what have I done this week? Oh, Wednesday. I mean, work, of course, Monday, Tuesday and yesterday. But Wednesday, I went up to Colchester to do some filming for Lee about the kids' gardening going in at Culver Square, which is a nice day out, of course. Really enjoyed that. And yeah, I guess all that travelling, I haven't done that much travelling for a while, has taken it out of me. Anyway, it is Friday now, which means it's time for the weekend, and I'm looking forward to getting stuck into quite a few jobs. Now, it does look like we're going to be getting some rain over the weekend, which is going to be very welcome. I have to say, we do need a bit of rain, but it does mean we've got to juggle a few plans around the weather. So in just a moment, when I've finished doing this for you guys, I'm going to be harvesting a fair bit of the soft fruits, tomatoes, aubergines, courgettes, cabbages. That should keep us well stocked up for the next few days. And then you may recall that I've mentioned an archway that I discovered in my garage. I'm hoping we're going to get that pot up once I've cut the grass and done all the everyday jobs. I'm going to pop this archway up, and then I'm going to try and get some apples to grow over it. Although I think the soil might just be a little bit too hard to do any digging. Anyway, I'm hoping that this archway with apples growing around it is going to be productive and pretty. I think it will. And of course, I'm going to be checking over my auto pots just to make sure everything's working efficiently. All the water tanks are full, and that should keep them going for a bit longer, excuse me. Although if we do get rain this weekend, it's going to be very, very welcome. It should help top up all our water butts because they are incredibly low at the moment. Now, down on the allotment, it's going to be very much the same sort of thing. Lots of harvesting, lots of watering. There's a couple of areas I just want to give a serious tidied up. And that's because nettles and brambles have got a bit rampant in these places. So I want to clear those, and then hopefully we can still plant out a few more crops. We've got quite a few cabbages and things that are waiting to go in. Hopefully that will help us out before, or with the rain coming in, should help make sure they are established. Now, of course, a few jobs that you could also do this weekend: harvesting courgettes and beans, early potatoes, soft fruits before they get overripe. Prune the side shoots of tomatoes in your greenhouses. This is something I actually haven't done much this year. Often you find a tomato will grow with its main stem grown vertically. You get the branches coming off, but between the two, you get some little side shoots, and they often just need removing. They're very easy to remove. You just simply take them in your fingers and they snap off. They just waste energy from the plant. They don't produce fruit. They're just a bit of a waste. Of course, tie in any rambling squash or climbing beans that you may have as well. And don't forget to give any container-grown plants a really good feeding, especially if they're fruiting. They're going to really need some of that energy. In fact, feeding is something we do every Friday. Now, any beds that are dry, give them a good mulching with straw, grass clippings or compost. It's going to benefit from it, especially if we get some rain. I think they're definitely going to like that. And don't forget, we can still sow quick crops like salad leaves, radish, dwarf French beans, etc., etc. Now, keep an eye out for cabbage white butterflies on your brassicas as well. Check the underside of the leaves for eggs and just simply rub those off. We don't want them. They will eventually munch away on our cabbages, so we really don't want them. And then, of course, if it is raining, take the chance to plan some autumn crops indoors. Maybe even starting to look into your winter crops as well would be a good idea. Now, we mentioned sowing seeds in that little piece just now, but yesterday I did sow the thyme seeds from this month's seed pack. Now, for me, thyme is this really delicious aromatic herb, works in so many dishes. It's got to be a must grow on any allotment. It looks great. It's great for pollinators. It's attractive. It's drought tolerant. It's a really good one to grow, and growing it from seed will give you plenty of plants. It can be quite slow growing, but they will eventually grow. The difficulty, of course, is just getting them to germinate. They do take a while. So what I've done is I've just taken a few pots and I've just sown the seeds thinly on the surface of some moist, free, draining compost, but specifically seed compost that I always use. Now, we just lightly press those into the surface. No need to cover the compost. They need light to germinate. So you don't cover the seeds, but you just lightly tamp the seeds down into the surface of the compost. And that way, that should encourage them to germinate. Then all we got to do is keep them warm, 15-20 degrees, and just keep the soil moist. A windowsill is absolutely fine for this. You could get away with being outside. I like to grow mine in my new shed, as you know, or start my seeds off in my new shed, but anything like that will work. Now, germination can be really slow. I've said that 14 to 28 days. It can be really, really slow, so just be patient. But once the seedlings are large enough to handle, you then prick them out and pot them on and grow in full sun. Just remember, as they are growing, just water them sparingly. They prefer slightly dry conditions, but once they are established, it's incredibly easy to maintain thyme. You just leave it to grow. You harvest the foliage as and when you need it. You can pick them fresh or you can dry them. I like to try and keep them in a nice little shape as well. They're pretty good for that, but they are incredibly easy once you've got them established. The difficulty, as I said, is just getting them started because they can take quite a while. Now, it is time, of course, to crack on with all these tasks, and I'll be back on Sunday with another podcast for you. We've got a live stream on Sunday as well. But until then, please take care. I'll speak to you again then. Bye for now.